Down a little bit here about something I've been thinking about. It's has to do with what we're doing. We're actually doing something here, and we have to keep it up. We have to increase. We have to massively increase. Right now, we've got InBev, Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser beer, the king of beers. Who'd have ever thought they would not be around forever? We're putting them out of business. Biggest beer company on the planet. And we're putting them out of business. How? We're not buying their shit. And that's exactly, that's exactly how we have to do this. It's exactly how we have to do this. This is our key. This is how we're going to win this one. We're going to win it because we are going to stop buying products from these giant corporations, even though we love it. Bud Light, I've been drinking it for years. I used to drink Budweiser when I first started drinking, you know, when I was 16 years old. It's what we drank was Budweiser. And then when I got a little older, started drinking Bud Light. Yeah, cool. And of the light beers, Bud Light's probably the best one out there. And I really, really like Bud Light Lime. Guess what I don't drink anymore? Budweiser. Why? Because we're winning, finally. There's three companies recently that have taken big hits, and it's working. And it's because we're doing what we need to do, which is stop buying the products of these companies. Okay, those companies are Target, Disney, and InBev, which is Anheuser-Busch, which is Bud Light, Budweiser. So let's start at the top with Target. They lost $15 billion in market share because they put LGBTQ, whatever the hell that is, and I hate that more than just about anything else, is they gotta have that stupid S 25 different letters for the different kind of gay wads they got out there. Whatever. You're the gay wad or you're not. Doesn't matter what kind of gay wad you are, you're gay wad. All right? So Target thought they'd go ahead and just start marketing towards that. And guess what? $15 billion in market value, they went down. And why? Because we quit going there to shop. Why? Because we care about this country. What happens if we don't? Then they win. We're fighting this battle with our pocketbooks. It's the only way we can. And it's at a very effective way. I can tell you right now, Target's paying attention to this shit. Target's losing their shit over this shit. Target would rather have anything going on right now besides this. And they're thinking really hard about, do we want to do that gay watch shit anymore? No, we don't. But we're going to because all of our competitors are doing it. And you know, we're big there, so we got to do it big. And nope, sorry, not working with us. And we're not buying your shit anymore. And you're going to go out of business. I mean, these corporations now, it's not that hard to put them out of business, even though they're huge, because they are so tight. They want the billions going to the few at the top. And when those few at the top quit getting their billions, they fucking shut her down. So it's not that hard. Anheuser-Busch, InBev, I guarantee you one thing, they're paying attention to this shit. They're backpedaling, they're trying to gloss over it. We're still not buying their shit, and they're still hemorrhaging, and it's fabulous. This is what we have to do. This is what we have to do on every giant corporation that's trying this bullshit. Just stop buying their shit. You can go drink a Modelo. Go ahead. It's good beer. I've had it too. We drank it for a while. The black, it's so good. It's very good. It's good beer. And there's lots of options. Coors. If Coors tries it and they go woke, stop drinking Coors. Like I said, there's lots of options out there. And there's several that are just as good. So, here we go. What was the other one? Oh my goodness. Disney. Yeah, Disney. What happened to Disney? So when I was growing up, the coolest thing you could do on a Sunday night was come in, eat your supper, and go watch Disney. Yeah, The Mickey Mouse Club, Sunday nights. Was it Sunday night? Whatever. Some weekend night. I think it was Sunday night. Mickey Mouse Club. And all our favorites were there. And Mickey Mouse and Jiminy Cricket. And they have cartoons and they'd have movies. And it was just fun, wholesome entertainment for kids and adults. It worked. And you could sit around with your kids and watch this stuff because it was good for everybody. That was Disney. That's the Disney I grew up with. That's the Disney they still want you to think about when you're thinking about Disney. Disney's no longer that way at all. At all. They're going to move out of Florida. Big flipping deal. Where are they going to go? Probably go back to California where they came from. Disneyland over there. Anaheim. bye. Because I'm not going to California anymore anyways. So I won't even think about going to Disney anymore anyway. Don't give them your money. I mean, they're probably getting hit right now pretty hard with the heat, with California and Florida being the two main locations. They're probably getting hit pretty hard because of that. We don't want to give Disney any more money. They still produce some pretty cool stuff, but don't. Just don't. And when they regroup and they rethink and they go, oh, we got to get back to the days of old when Disney was a family-oriented, no gay wad, no racism, no nothing. It was just good, wholesome entertainment for the whole family. If they want to get back to that, I'll rush to them. Even though we don't have kids anymore, Disney movies are great. 101 Dalmatians, man. And one of the coolest things about having kids is you get to rewatch some of that stuff when you watch when you're a little kid, and it was 101 Dalmatians, one of the greatest shows ever. It's animated, it's a cartoon, but it's great. And that's the kind of stuff Disney used to come up with. And it was fabulous. And then they just got too big for the britches, the way I try to kind of look at it. So, yeah, we can do whatever we want, and we're woke, and we want to. They're hemorrhaging customers and workers. People don't want to work for Disney anymore. Used to be a great job. I worked for Disney for a while. The newspaper that I worked for was purchased by Disney. So I worked for Disney. It was kind of cool. I got, this was still when Disneyland was kind of cool. It was many years ago. It was 25 years ago. And I got to take the whole family to Disneyland for free, which was a big thing. And we got huge discounts on the stuff you could buy inside there. It was awesome. Disney was still cool, and we got a good deal on visiting the theme park. So that was awesome. It's not how it is now. So we got your Bud Light, Disney, and Target. And Target, $15 billion in market value has been lost in the last month or so because of that woke stuff they were doing. Disney, besides the workers that won't come to work for them anymore and the customers that aren't coming to the theme parks anymore, they're losing money big time. And they're noticing. We got to keep it up. We got to keep it up. You vote with your pocketbook now. It doesn't do you any good to go to the voting booth because they're going to cheat anyway. Only way you can vote now is with your pocketbook. And we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to have a trusted website that says, okay, this company did this and this and this. Do you think that's good? No, then don't buy their stuff anymore. It's not simple, but it's the idea is that simple. Budweiser, it makes me sad. That's the beer I drank. I don't drink Budweiser anymore. Target, I never was a big Target shopper anyway, but nope. And I love that it is working. It's our rallying cry. This works, folks. You vote with your pocketbook. We got to keep it going. We got to keep it going. And we got to have people who can make sure everybody knows what's going on. That's not something you got to spend a whole bunch of time researching all the time. And people got lives to live and they don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but they need to know. Budweiser, out. Disney, out. Target, out. Any other company that comes along and tries that, out. And we do it with our pocketbooks. Please, if you don't get anything else out of any of the podcasts that I do, we vote with our pocketbooks. Those dollars in your wallet don't go to these companies anymore. They just don't. and they will learn in a big, fast, super hard way. These companies will learn. We're not putting up with it.